You are standing in the aisle of a grocery store, holding a jar you do not need, forgetting entirely why you came here. The noise of the world is so loud it has erased the simple thought of dinner. You are drowning in the breaking news, paralyzed by the weight of suffering you cannot fix. The screen glows with disaster after disaster, and your thumb scrolls as if finding more pain will somehow solve it. I am here with you. I see the exhaustion in your shoulders. I see the way your breath catches when another headline loads. There was a time when the light itself felt this pressure. The day had been overwhelming. Every person in the town wanted something healing, touch, a word. The crowds pressed in until there was no air left to breathe. And before the next wave could arrive, before the next demand or miracle, the light disappeared into the dark. Alone. Not to escape. To refill. When the disciples finally found him, they did not say, "We missed you." They said, "Everyone is looking for you," as if disappearing was irresponsible. As if rest was selfish. As if the needs of the world should override the needs of his own soul to be quiet. He did not apologize. He did not explain. He simply said, "Let us go somewhere else." The voices saying everyone is looking for you are not a command. They are a temptation. The solitary place is not selfishness. It is survival. You are allowed to close the tab. You are allowed to put the phone face down on the counter right now. The world will not end because you took a breath. But you might. The light that lives inside you was there before the pain started, and it will be there after the noise stops. It cannot be broken by the news cycle. It cannot be earned by your vigilance. It cannot be lost by your exhaustion. If the light itself required solitude to remain whole, how much more do you? Go to your solitary place before you break. The door is waiting.